Hello. Today is the end of the week, and I know you expect to have a test, which we shall give you presently, if you're ready with pencils and pieces of paper. Question 1.
I would like you to listen to the following sentences that I'm going to say to you. They all contain the word softs or its derivative. Explain clearly what you understand by each of them, pointing out the differences, if any, among them. A. The meat is soft. B. His voice is soft. C. The light is soft. D. They are a bunch of softies. E. This softly approach to criminals can be counterproductive in the long run. The question again. I would like you to listen to the following sentences that I am going to say to you. They all contain the word soft or its derivative. Explain clearly what you understand by each of them, pointing out the differences, if any, among them. A. The meat is soft. B. His voice is soft. C. The light is soft. D. They are a bunch of softies. And E. This softly approach to criminals can be counterproductive in the long run.
Question 2.
I am going to read you another group of sentences. They all contain the word little. Comment on the meaning of each of them and point out any instance of ungrammaticality in them. A. What a little house he's got. Yes, the house is little. That's all he could afford. B. What a little house he's got. It is more little than your sister's. C. Your son was little when we met. D. Was he less than our son? The question again. I'm going to read you another group of sentences. They all contain the word little. Comment on the meaning of each of them and point out any instance of ungrammaticality in them. A. What a little house he's got. Yes, the house is little. That's all he could afford. B. What a little house he's got. It is more little than your sister's. C. Your son was little when we met. D. Was he less than our son?
Question 3.
Each of the sentences you are going to hear contains the word little. I would like you to offer your comment on each of these sentences, bearing in mind the use of little. A. She showed me a little kinky. B. She showed me a little car. The question again. Each of the sentences that you're going to hear contains the word little. I would like you to offer your comment on each of these sentences, bearing in mind the use of little. A. She showed me a little kinky. B. She showed me a little car.
Thank you. Now, Kofi will repeat each question, followed by a suggested answer, which will be given by Ajo. Question 1.
I would like you to listen to the following sentences that I'm going to say to you. They all contain the word softs or its derivative. Explain clearly what you understand by each of them, pointing out the differences, if any, among them. A. The meat is soft.
Soft is being used here in its basic sense to describe an object or substance which easily changes shape when touched.
B. The light is soft.
Soft here means not glaring or harsh to the sight.
C. His voice is soft.
C. Soft is used idiomatically here to describe a human voice as pleasant, not harsh, calm, and not excited or angry.
D. They are a bunch of softies.
The word softy, derived from soft, is a noun which designates a person who cannot take firm decisions, who gives in easily, and can, without much effort, be pushed over. The expression means, they are a group of people who cannot take firm decisions and give in easily.
E. This softly approach to criminals can be counterproductive in the long run.
This cautious approach to criminals may, in the long run, produce results that we did not bargain for.
Question 2.
I am going to read you another group of sentences. They all contain the word little. Comment on the meaning of each of them and point out any instance of ungrammaticality in them. A. What a little house he's got.
The sentence is grammatical. House is a singular count noun and therefore may be presumed to be modified by the indefinite article A. What a house he's got. The house is little or small in size and therefore is modified further by the adjective little independently to produce what a little house you've got. It must be observed that the two words a and little do not form a little, since in this sentence we are not concerned with expressing amount or quantity, but size.
B. What a little house has got. It's more little than your sister's.
There is something wrong with the sentence. The sentence, what a little house he's got, is okay. A little house means a house which is small in size. The second part of this sentence, however, is not okay. The expression, it is more little than, is unacceptable as a comparative expression. Since we are concerned with size, a more appropriate expression is, it is smaller than your sister's. There is a comparative series, little, less, and least, analogous to small, smaller, smallest. Both exist in English. The series involving small is always used in the description and comparison of size. The series little, less, and least is used to describe amounts and quantities. For example, we say, your porridge is less than mine.
Question 3.
Each of the sentences you are going to hear contains the word little. I would like you to offer your comment on each of the sentences. A. She showed me a little kinky.
A correct sentence. Since kinky is a non-count noun, it is here not being qualified by the indefinite article. Here, it forms an indivisible phrase with little to form a little. We know a little does two things. It modifies non-count nouns as here. And secondly, it describes amounts or quantities. She showed me a small amount of kinky.
B. She showed me a little car.
Correct. A little here means small in size.
Thank you both. And we'd like to say thank you to our listeners for being with us. Listeners, have a good weekend. Cheers till next week when we meet again.